cling to. A rambling rose. One more time, everybody, now.
KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Coming up on the Children's Hour, we're going to dig into the world of roots, how they feed plants, connect trees, and even store carbon to help our planet. Artist and educator Jane Westbrook shares her passion for roots, while Robin Wall Kimmerer and Monique Gray Smith introduce us to Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults, a book about indigenous knowledge, science, and our relationship with nature. Through stories, music, and conversation, we're going to learn how roots keep the earth strong and how we can care for the plants that sustain us. Follow along on our playlists, see pictures, and more at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Roots. The Children's Hour is an independent production of the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based nonprofit. We're distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American radio network.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Why did the root fail the job interview?
I don't know why.
Because he had room to grow.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Mother Earth.
That's Joni Leeds from the 2020 Grammy-winning release, All the Ladies. That song is Mother Earth. And I'm Katie Stone. We're thinking about Mother Earth and celebrating her today, this extraordinary planet upon which we live. How lucky we are. And you're going to learn a lot more about our Mother Earth on the show. But first, we're at the Outpost Performance Space and on Zoom with a whole lot of great kids. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
And who's with us today?
Hi, it's Nico.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hi, it's Asa.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Marcel.
Hi, it's Lucas D.
Hi, it's Kybia.
Well, thanks so much for being here out there in listener land and here on the Kids Crew. Today on the show, we have an extraordinary lineup of guests. First, we're going to be talking with Jane Westbrook. She's an artist and an educator, and she has a lot to teach us about roots, as in the roots that are beneath our plants right now, all over this planet. We're going to learn about how the roots make a real difference in our planet staying grounded, and us too. We're also going to meet Robin Wall Kimmerer. She's a best-selling author of Braiding Sweetgrass. And along with Monique Gray Smith, they've adapted Braiding Sweetgrass for young adults. They're both with us today so that we can learn more about indigenous wisdom, scientific knowledge, and the teaching of plants. So much to learn with us today on the Children's Hour. You can follow along on our playlists, and you can see pictures and links and so much more at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Roots. This is Tom Chapin.
This pretty planet spinning through space, your garden, your harbor, your holy place. Golden sun going down, gentle blue giant, spin us around all through the night. Safe till the morning light.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and our guest is Jane Westbrook. She's an educator, a lifelong explorer of the unknown, and an artist that calls herself a rootologist. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Jane.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's great to have you. I guess we have to ask you, what is a rootologist?
Well, it's a word actually that we made up. I started a year ago with an art show, but I spent the whole year learning about roots. I took the deepest dive in every kind of exploration I could about all kinds of roots. And the art show became an educational show instead of just an art show. And because I had learned so much about it, one of my artist friends says, why don't you just call yourself a rootologist?
Rootologist sounds good.
It started out as a very small watercolor picture, and we turned it into a 24-foot by 12-foot mural out at the Open Space Visitor Center.
Now, that is a place here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, right along the Rio Grande. We have a picture posted of that mural. You can go to childrenshour.org. In your project, you talk about having the different root types. And sometimes when I think of roots, I think about the things we eat that are roots. Does anybody eat roots on the crew?
I maybe did once.
Once? Well, I don't know. I bet you eat them more than that. What do you think, Nina?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of the vegetables that we eat today are maybe like closely connected to roots or even are roots.
I think you're right.
I love carrots, and I'm pretty sure carrots are roots.
Me too. I love parsnips, and I know parsnips are roots.
We eat carrot roots, radish roots.
I also like french fries, and french fries are made of potatoes, and I think potatoes are roots.
Potatoes are a root. They are a tuberous root. There's beets and carrots and radishes, horseradish, parsnips, turnip, rutabagas, sweet potatoes, yams, Jerusalem artichokes, which not everybody knows, potatoes, fennel, garlic, onions, and some that you don't know. I'm sure Chinese water chestnuts and ginger and ginseng and turmeric. Those are all roots. If you think about it, every plant in the world has got a root.
But not all of them are edible.
Not all of them are edible, but they all have a root. What do you think holds them down in the earth?
What exactly do the roots do for the plant?
Well, let's talk about a tree. A 40-foot tree takes in 50 gallons of nutrients from the soil every day, and it takes it in through the roots. That's the way it gets its nourishment. The nutrient mixture raises to the topmost leaves, where it converts to 10 pounds of carbohydrates and releases about 60 cubic feet of oxygen into the air. But it starts all with the roots because it pulls everything up from the ground. So you're talking a combination of nutrients and water and who knows what else that it brings up and brings it to the tree.
You can learn a lot more about trees and our Children's Hour episode called Forests, which comes with a learning guide. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're learning about roots.
Roots and shoots, roots and shoots. We are the roots and shoots of a living world. Roots and shoots everywhere, the hopes and dreams of a living world. We dig the earth and we reach for the sky.
Roots and shoots, roots and shoots.
We root so low and we shoot so high.
Roots and shoots, roots and shoots.
We love the birds and we love the trees. We love the whales and the chimpanzees.
Roots and shoots, roots and shoots.
Roots and shoots, roots and shoots. We are the roots and shoots of the living world. Roots and shoots everywhere, the hopes and dreams of a living world. We are the seeds and we are the buds. Grow through the concrete, grow through the walls.
Roots and shoots, roots and shoots.
The power of life, the power of love.
Roots and shoots, roots and shoots.
From the earth below to the heavens above.
Roots
shoots, roots and shoots. We are the roots and shoots of a living world. Roots and shoots everywhere, the hopes and dreams of a living world. Roots and shoots, roots and shoots. We are the roots and shoots of a living world. Roots and shoots everywhere, the hopes and dreams of a living world.
Two trees that lean on each other like old friends, like old friends. Two trees so close they almost look like one. Two trees the squirrels so easily jump from one to the other. Trees in love at the top of my yard. I got love inside and they're standing guard. Ah, ah, two trees that grew up together. My neighbor calls them the lovers. They remind me of two giraffes with their necks entwined. I hear their music on a windy night, their branches swaying at the top of them pines. I listen to the timbre of their timber, keeping time. Two trees in love at the top of the hill. You can lean on me and I know you will. Two trees in love seems like a good sign. As long as I'm yours, as long as you're mine. Ah, 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 ah.
My roots go down, down to the earth. My roots go down, down to the earth. My roots go down.
I am a lotus flower blooming in the shed.
I am a lotus flower blooming in the shed. I am a lotus flower blooming in the shed. My roots go down. My roots go down. Down to the earth. My roots go down. Down to the earth. My roots go down. Down to the earth. My roots go down.
I am a fire flame scorching in the wind.
I am a fire flame scorching in the wind. I am a fire flame scorching in the wind. My roots go down.
My roots go down.
Down to the earth. My roots go down. Down to the earth. My roots go down. Down to the earth, my roots go down.
I am a tiger playing in the forest.
I am a tiger playing in the forest. I am a tiger playing in the forest. My roots go down. My roots go down. Down to the earth, my roots go down. Down to the earth, my roots go down. Down to the earth, my roots go down.
Down to the earth, my roots go down.
from a release called What Is It? That was Rebop Records. Molly Ledford and Billy Kelly gave us Two Trees, Old Friends. And that was Raffi, Way Back When, with an oldie but goodie. I'm Katie Stone, this is the Children's Hour, and we are learning about roots today. We've got a lot more coming up with Jane Westbrook and Robin Wall Kimmerer, along with Monique Gray Smith, and we're going to be learning about the wisdom from braiding sweetgrass. Follow along on our playlist, find pictures and links at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Roots.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based educational nonprofit that is supported by listeners just like you. You can learn how you can help make Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org. Museum of Indian Arts and Culture and Museum of International Folk Art, divisions of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, support the Children's Hour. Learn more about both museums at newmexicoculture.org/museums. The Children's Hour can take your unwanted vehicle and turn it into Kids Public Radio. Learn more at childrenshour.org.
Roots grow down into the ground, wings they fly up high. Roots and wings are things we need to help kids get by. Everybody. Roots grow down into the ground, wings they fly up high. Roots and wings are things we need to help kids get by. Plants grow roots to reach the water way down below. Strong roots help them hang on tight when the cold winds blow. Roots grow down into the ground, wings they fly up high. Roots and wings are things we need to help kids get by. Now birds use wings to leave the nest when it's time to fly. It's scary, but they've seen their parents sail through the sky. Roots grow down into the ground, wings they fly up high. Roots and wings are things we need to help kids get by. Okay. Have both roots and wings, we share them with our kids. Let's get ourselves in balance, then we'll all have more to give. Roots grow down into the ground, wings they fly up high. Roots and wings are things we need to help kids get by. Yes, roots grow down into the ground, wings they fly up high. Roots and wings are things we need to help kids get by.
Peter Alsop from Grow It at Home gave us Roots and Wings. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Today we're thinking about roots. And coming up on the show, we're going to be talking with Robin Wall Kimmerer, the author of Braiding Sweetgrass, and now Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults with the adaptation by Monique Gray Smith. And they'll join us in just a bit. But before we get there, Jane Westbrook is with us here at the Outpost Performance Space. And we're thinking about roots like the actual roots of plants. Jane is an artist and educator, a self-proclaimed rootologist, lover of roots, and her art project, On Roots, has turned into an incredible educational story about the function of roots on planet Earth. And so before the break, we were talking about trees, and you started to talk about trees and their purpose in the ground and all this good stuff that happens with trees. And in one of the episodes of the Children's Hour that we have, called Fungus Among Us, we do learn about how mycelium and trees have a whole thing going on. Can you talk about fungus, mycelium, mushrooms, if you will, mycelium, the roots of mushrooms? Will you talk about them as they relate to trees and tree roots?
They're all connected. When we think about roots, they're the main heaviest of the systems in the ground. Mycelium is part of that, and they're more fibrous. They're little pieces, and the mycelium really is how they communicate with each other. They share nutrients. They share information. The mycelium is what does that.
So wait, so the mycelium is feeding off of the roots, and then the mycelium is connecting the trees to each other, and then they are carrying messages like a telegraph or a wire or something between the trees, right?
They're all connected, and they talk to each other, and they share everything.
Yeah, they can tell each other when one maybe is having an attack from a bug and it could use some kind of protective chemical. It can get that from the other trees through the mycelium network that is sending the signal, I have this problem, and then other trees respond. And it's really kind of thinking about what we define as being alive, right? Like trees are alive, obviously, they're living, and we know the difference between a dead tree and a living tree. But we don't often think of trees as things that move or things that talk. And yet now we know they do both, which is pretty crazy.
Do the roots just die when the plant dies?
Some do and some don't. Some live longer than the plant does, but a lot of times they die when the plant does. Or perhaps the root may die and then the plant may die because they're symbiotic. They have to work together. And sometimes a plant will die, but a new plant can grow from the root. So you don't usually get new roots growing from a plant because when the root dies, the plant dies. But you can get a new plant growing from a root.
So when we see daffodils or tulips, those are bulbs. That's a root. And they seem like they die every year, but they don't.
But they don't.
They come back.
They go dormant or they hibernate like a bear does. They're just sitting under there waiting to sprout again. They're perpetual.
What are different ways that roots are important to our environment?
They hold the soil and they act as a sponge too for water. And if you look at native plants, we talk about planting native plants that are native to our area. And part of that reason is that they are so adaptable that they can live without a whole lot of water in the desert. And where do you think the whole cycle of water and air and vitamins and CO2 and all of that come from? It's a complete cycle that goes through the plant and through the roots because they pull up nutrients from the soil and they pull up water from the soil. So they're critical. I mean, we couldn't do without it. The whole earth is covered. It's the foundation of the whole biological system.
I know also that our trees can capture carbon out of the air and it kind of goes into the tree and then the tree actually will take that carbon and those molecules ultimately end up going down into the soil. And that's one way that we can combat climate change is pulling out the carbon that is too much in the air and sequestering it in the soil into roots. It's why trees are so important.
Yes.
Jane, thank you so much for educating us about roots today.
It's my pleasure.
You can see pictures of Jane Westbrook's mural at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Roots. She also brought us a life-size taproot of an alfalfa plant. And to our surprise, it was many, many, many feet long. See a photo at childrenshour.org. Look for Roots. This is the Okie Dokie Brothers from Brambletown, right here on the Children's Hour.
There's a network of fungi sending reports that the rhythm of life is getting out of sorts. It says there's droughts and fires spreading on the plains. All the coasts have floods and hurricanes. The mycelium underground news says changes are coming and we got no time to lose. But tell me, what's the use of a headline? No one cares if there's a deadline. Threads, word spreads through the dirt that the land and plants are starting to hurt. Yeah, the stories travel through a tangled web, but we scroll right by and it never gets read.
mycelium underground news says changes are coming and we got no time to lose. But tell me, what's the use of a headline when no one cares if there's a deadline? Mycelium underground news says changes are coming and we got no time to lose. But tell me, what's the use of a headline when no one cares if there's a deadline?
Mycelium underground news.
Mycelium underground news.
The mycelium
says changes are coming and we got no time to lose. Mycelium underground news.
Just changes
are coming and we got no time.
Take care of all the weak creatures who live here too. Share this glorious planet with me and you, and the fairies and the elves will smile on you. With the whole earth in our hand, we've got the whole planet in our hands. We've got the magic of the forest in our hands, of the trees and the plants in our hands. We've got the whole earth in our hands.
From Earth Day Around the World, that's the Earth Day song done by fairies and elves right here on the Children's Hour. And today on the show, we're thinking about roots. With us today is truly an incredible author. You've probably heard of her book, Braiding Sweetgrass. It's quite the sensation, even though it was written like a decade ago, and now there's a new version called Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults. We're joined today by Robin Wall Kimmerer.
Hey, thank you. I'm glad to be with you, and I'm looking forward to chatting.
Likewise. And Monique Graysmith, welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you.
Monique, you adapted Braiding Sweetgrass, the adult version, for young readers. What does that mean to be an adapter of a book?
An immense responsibility, that is for sure, to take this beautiful gift that Robin has given us called Braiding Sweetgrass and make some subtle shifts, some small shifts for you as the younger readers to have ways it weaves its way into your hearts and your minds and your spirits that might be different than that of us as adults. We put reflections in, we put questions in, we put calls to actions in at the end of each chapter. And sometimes those calls to actions are as simple as to go for a walk in your neighborhood and notice something that you haven't noticed before.
In Braiding Sweetgrass, the adult version and the young adult version, it's like a narrative storytelling guide to growing up, really, no matter how old you are, and growing into nature around us. How would you describe what these books are about?
For me, I meant Braiding Sweetgrass, both editions, really, as an invitation to you, an invitation to everybody to really create a nourishing relationship with the natural world. So many people don't even pay attention to the living world and to know the gifts, to think about the indigenous ways of knowing that says the land is our teacher. the book really has that first intention of, hey, let's pay attention. Let's pay attention to this amazing world around us. And then when you fall in love with the natural world, with birds and plants and water and land, how do we give our love back? It's an invitation to say, all right, when you love the world, what is the gift that you have to give back for everything that the land gives you? So it's an invitation to this idea of reciprocity, of giving back in return for everything we've been given. So it asks every reader, like, all right, what's your gift? What are you going to do? What do you feel called to do?
When did you first become involved and gripped with the concepts presented in Braiding Sweetgrass?
For me, the journey began as a kid in love with the land. I was lucky enough to grow up in the woods and the fields. It brought me so much satisfaction, so much guidance, honestly, that I wanted to share it. And as I got older, when I became an environmental scientist, understanding that native knowledge had a kind of medicine that the Western worldview needed. So many of our teachings are all about like how to be good to the land. And in Western science, it's all about how we've messed up the land. And so I wanted everybody to have that sense of, wait, I'm a human person who could really take care of land. And I could reciprocate the gifts of land in all the kinds of ways that I tried to show in Braiding Sweetgrass.
That's the voice of Robin Wall Kimmerer. She's the author of Braiding Sweetgrass and now the co-author with Monique Gray Smith of Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We've got more. Stick with us.
Just like the wind feels the flight of the sparrow, I feel you today. And just like the earth knows the rain comes tomorrow, I know you today. Time is not my friend, 'cause they say that time can have an end. But you
eternally, we feel the magic.
Walela right here on the Children's Hour. And in the background, it's Keith Bear from Earth Lodge with the Hidatsa Garden Song. It's the planting song. We've got more with the author of Braiding Sweetgrass, Robin Wall Kimmerer, and Monique Gray Smith, who adapted it for young adults. You can learn more at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Roots.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is supported by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.
Hold up, each branch will bear a bud. Hold up, hold up, hold up, each branch will bear a bud. If it abides as days go by, the life inside to light, a little leaf or flower bright to hold up. Roll on, roll on, roll on, dust to dusk and on to dawn. Roll on, roll on, roll on. Be still, be still, be still. No move, no sound until. Be still, be still, be still. No move, no sound until. The rain will splash, the wind will sigh upon the mountain where it lies, resting on earth, covered by sky. Be still. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. Join with every living thing. Breathe in, breathe out. Birds and nests, breathe in. The world's a song of many breaths. Mine makes the wind with all the rest. Buds on trees, whales and me, breathe in.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and that was My Friend Christopher and Claudia Robin Gunn out of New Zealand with Hold Up. Today on the Children's Hour, we're digging into our deepest roots of the earth and feeling our connection and belonging. And our guests on the show are Robin Wall Kimmerer and Monique Gray Smith, who together adapted Robin's book, Braiding Sweetgrass, for young adults. We asked Robin if she would tell us a story. She chose the story of Sky Woman.
In the beginning, all life was up in the sky world, as we call it. In the sky world, people lived like they do here, growing gardens and playing lacrosse and, you know, living their lives. There is a tree there called the Tree of Life, or some people call it the Tree of Light, either one. On that tree, every kind of plant grew. Every berry you know, every food you know, everything grew on that one tree. And one day, a big wind came through the sky world and it felled that tree. So a beautiful young woman whose name, we call her Gijkokwe, the sky woman, she went outside in the morning to see what had happened to the tree. And she saw the great big hole in the ground where its roots had pulled up. And when she went and looked, there wasn't rocks or soil or anything in there. It was just emptiness. And all she could see was the light from the sky world going through that hole into utter darkness. And so she stepped over to the edge of that hole to be able to look down, and the earth started to crumble at her feet, and she fell. Sky Woman wasn't alone, because there were geese down there in the water, and they looked up and they saw this hole, this shaft of light coming through the sky, and they looked and they could see that there was just a little speck there up in the sky. And then when they saw that it was a woman, that it was a girl, they said, oh, we have to help her. And so the geese all flew up and caught her on their wings. The first interaction between humans and the animals of the earth was rescue. They rescued the first human and carried her down to the water.
The geese could not hold the woman for long, so they called a council to decide what to do. Resting on their wings, Sky Woman saw them gather. Loons, otters, swans, beavers, fish of all kinds. A great turtle floated in their midst and offered his back for her to rest upon. Gratefully, she stepped from the goose's wings onto the dome of his shell. The others understood Sky Woman needed land for her home and discussed how they might help. The deep divers had heard of mud at the bottom of the water. One by one they dove, but the depth, darkness, and pressure was too great. That's when Muskrat, the weakest diver of all, volunteered. They waited and waited. After a long time, a stream of bubbles rose with the small, limp body of Muskrat, his paw tightly clenched around a small handful of mud. Turtle said, here, put it on my back, and I will hold it. Sky Woman spread the mud across Turtle's shell. She sang and danced in thanksgiving for the gifts of the animals. And from the dab of mud on Turtle's back, the land began to grow. Soon, the whole earth was made. When Sky Woman fell, she grabbed branches, roots, and seeds of all kinds from the Tree of Life. As she carefully scattered them on the earth, sunlight streamed through the hole from the sky world, and the seeds flourished. The flourishing was not from Sky Woman alone, but from the alchemy of all the animals' gifts, coupled with her deep gratitude. Together, they formed what we know today as Turtle Island, our home.
Watch me rise, reach the sky. I am the light of night. Yeah, he can reach so high. Watch me rise, reach the sky. I am the light of night. Oh,
ancient story. And you have to ask yourself, what is it that makes a story last, that people remember and tell this story thousands upon thousands of years later? And I think it's because the story gives us something to go by as a kind of a compass in our lives. Sky Woman's story, right, is really the story of the whole book. It's in return for the gifts that the land gives us, what will we give?
That's Anachnid from Dreamweaver. She's from Western Quebec. She's Mi'kmaq and Oji-Cree. That's the song Sky Woman. We heard the story of Sky Woman as told by our guests Robin Wall Kimmerer and Monique Gray Smith. They are the co-authors of Braiding Sweetgrass, adapted for young adults, and its indigenous wisdom, scientific knowledge, and the teachings of plants. We have just a little time left with you. Let's go to the kids.
How do we appreciate nature in its beauty and pay attention?
The thing that I would say as the first step is to slow down, to set some time aside, to really be present. The other thing is to open all of your senses. You know, because we interact with screens so much, because we interact with one another so much, our ability to listen to something other than humans or feel the breeze and smell the land, we don't harness those tools that we have enough.
For me, one of the practices I do with Nathaniel is, and I learned this from my mom, and I remember when I was younger, I used to think, my mom's a little peculiar, a little odd, because she would open the door every morning and she would literally say, good morning, day. And she'd just kind of stand there for a few moments and let like the sunlight or the dark or the snow or whatever was happening just kind of come into her, wake her up and wake the house up. And on the days when I don't do that, Daniel, I get caught up in the busyness. It's kind of like that little practice of saying good morning, and but having the fresh air to do so, and a way to kind of greet the day with gratitude and like excitement.
How do you think that the earth and the world around us helps us figure out everything in our lives? And how do you think that we can connect to the earth as it is?
To me, some of the best teachers are the living world. I don't know about you, but I am so worried about climate change, right? And then I think, wait a second, let me ask the plants. What are the plants saying we should do about climate change? They're not messing around with endless discussions, right? They're getting to work. And how do they do it? They're 100% solar economy. There you go. I just really spend time with them, look at how they're navigating a problem, and see if it has any guides for me. Sometimes it doesn't, but other times there's big rewards.
How do you think that the natural world around us tells its own form of story?
By how they grow, by what they do, by the relationships that they have with one another. If you just stop and watch, you're watching a play, you know, you're watching a film of their interactions. You know how trees have growth rings, right? You've seen that 100 times. It's a story. The tree is writing its own story in its rings. It's telling you, oh, when I was young, there was a fire. I got a little older and it was really rainy and I had lots of friends and life was good. And then there was some sickness in my life. So things like trees are storytellers too. And if you know how to read the stories of the land, they're all around you. But I think lots of them are teaching stories that help us answer the question of what would happen if. And if you look hard at the world, there's a lot of ways to fill in that blank.
What can kids do to help?
I think one of the most beautiful things that any human can do, and kids do this a lot, they say, look, look, and point out things to pay attention to. So you can change your family, your school, your friends by saying, hey, pay attention to this. Say to the people around you who love you so dearly, care about my future and act on behalf of my future. Young people have a powerful voice in that way. Because you are so beloved, there are young people in many states throughout the U.S. who have gone to court to say, care about my future, that it is unconstitutional to say we're going to create a world that doesn't have birds and berries and clean water and breathable air. And those kids are winning. They're saying, care about my future. And I hope that you will say that too.
Well, we have two storytellers with us today on the Children's Hour. Robin Wall Kimmerer is a mother scientist, author of multiple books, including Braiding Sweetgrass and the new Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults. Monique Gray Smith is also an author who inspires. She's the author of 12 different books, and she has adapted Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults. Robin Wall Kimmerer and Monique Gray Smith, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour. We've learned a lot from you.
Thank you. This was just a delightful conversation, and you're so thoughtful. I can't wait to see the good things that you do in the world.
Find links and lots of other information about Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults and Roots at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Roots. We're going to go out with one more. Happy Earth Day to everyone. This is Milkshake.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Sarah Gabrielli and Daniel Lentz. Many thanks to our guests, Jane Westbrook, Robin Wall Kimmerer, and Monique Gray Smith. Find a lot more information and links about this episode.